This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. A representative for Kyiv has urged the United Nations top court to order Russia to halt its devastating invasion of Ukraine at a hearing snubbed by Russia. Ukrainian representative Anton Korinevich told judges at the International Court of Justice that Russia must be stopped and that the court has a role to play in stopping it. Russia's seats at the Great Hall of Justice in the court's Peace Palace headquarters were empty for the hearing into Ukraine's request for the court to order Moscow to end its attack. Well, could that happen? Probably not, says Marika Dehoun. She's an assistant professor of international criminal law at the University of Amsterdam.
So Putin isn't going to stop its war if the International Court of Justice is ordering provisional measures. We've also seen this in the past. However, it's really important that Ukraine is giving hereby a podium to the International Court of Justice, the court of the United Nations, to get involved. And it can say, it can speak out now about the aggression of Russia. It can at least denounce and say that what happened in Ukraine was not a genocide. And thereby, it can help fight the disinformation, the propaganda machine that Russia is firing off.
The International Court of Justice has scheduled 2 days of hearings into Ukraine's request for its judges to order Russia to halt its invasion. The mayor of the western Ukrainian city of Lviv has demanded stronger action from Western leaders against Russia. Many world leaders are talking today about sanctions they plan to impose, and Putin is laughing at them because this is the way weak people act. Well, that is the voice of Andrei Santovia. He's the mayor of Kyiv. Speaking on Saturday, he said, strong ones act first and then inform. This is VOA News. Russia announced yet another ceasefire in a handful of humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to flee Ukraine. Previous such measures have fallen apart, and Moscow's armed forces continued to pummel some of Ukrainian cities with rockets today. A day earlier, hundreds of thousands of civilians attempting to flee to safety were forced to shelter from what Ukrainian officials said was Russia shelling in cities in the center, north, and south. The Russian Defense Ministry said a ceasefire would start in the morning and safe passages would open for civilians from several cities. Russia detained more than 5,000 people protesting President Vladimir Putin's attack on Ukraine in dozens of cities on Sunday, an unprecedented number as Moscow clamps down on anyone opposing the Kremlin's military assault on the country. OVDO Info, which monitors arrests during protests, said police had detained at least 5,016 people in 60 cities during the anti-war protests. Now, that is an unprecedented number for a single day and far higher than the arrests that were made during a wave of protests that broke out in the country last year when opposition leader Alexei Navalny was imprisoned. For his part, Navalny has called on Russians to protest the war in an appeal from his prison cell. While most of the world is shunning President Vladimir Putin since Russia invaded Ukraine, one world leader notably is not. French President Emmanuel Macron is keeping an open line of communication. His diplomatic efforts to prevent the war failed, but Macron has not given up. The two men have spoken 4 times since Russian forces attacked Ukraine on February the 24th. Their most recent call was on Sunday. They focused on the safety of Ukraine's nuclear plants. Now, Macron has been clear from the start that Putin alone is to blame for death and destruction in Ukraine and that massive consequences of the war in Europe. China's foreign minister on Monday called Russia Beijing's most important strategic partner amid its continued refusal to condemn the invasion of Ukraine. Wang Yi told reporters ties with Moscow constituted one of the most crucial bilateral relationships in the world, adding, no matter how perilous the international landscape, we will maintain our strategic focus and promote the development of comprehensive China-Russia partnership in the new era. China has broken with the U.S., Europe, and others that have imposed sanctions on Russia. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.